Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 9, 1804. Day 27 of the expedition. Camped 5 miles beyond a small lake on the prairie. This is a good time to discuss the history of the Lewis and Clark journals. Harper and Brothers published the first narrative of the expedition, elaborately entitled The History of the Expedition of Lewis and Clark During the Years of 1804, 1805, and 1806, by order of the Government of the United States. The work was assigned to Nicholas Biddle by William Clark after Lewis's death. Biddle had full access to the original journals, but procrastinated in the required work and finally turned the job over to Paul Allen. The work was designed to be in 3 volumes with a limited number published. This publication was so scarce that William Clark, who tried to get a copy, was unsuccessful. Then, in 1894, Harper and Brothers published a 2-volume set of the journals, edited by Paul Allen. In 1904 and 1905, Reuben Gold Thwaites edited a complete set of the journals. This is the work that popular writers and editors like Bernard DeVoto used as a source. Realize that it was almost 100 years after the expedition that a good source of information became available. Now we have Gary Moulton's journals of the Lewis and Clark Expedition, a 20-year effort of 13 volumes, which were published by the University of Nebraska Press. The original journals are stored in the American Philosophical Society Library in Philadelphia. Now, Captain Clark and this day's journal entry.
A fair morning. River rose a little. We got fast on a snag soon after we set out, which detained us a short time. The river is confined within the width of 300 yards. Past a creek of 8 yards wide called the Creek of the Arrows. Opposite the lower part of the second island, we like to have stove our boat in going around a snag. Her stern struck a log under the water, and she swung around on the snag, with her broadside to the current exposed to the drifting timber. By active exertion of our party, we got her off in a few minutes. Captain William Clark, June 9, 1804.
And Captain Lewis's point of observation.
On the northwest side of Small Island, 2 miles above the prairie of the Arrows, observed meridian altitude of the sun with octant by back observation, 37 degrees. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 9, 1804.
Captain Lewis generally made notes about his points of observation in his personal journal. Reuben Thwaites calls this journal Codex O. By these notes, we can today track their progress on the expedition. Tomorrow, cottonwood trees and Osage grapes.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Lewis, read by Russ Palmer. Music, courtesy of Mokoche Records. To hear other days with Lewis and Clark, visit YellowstonePublicRadio.org.